Kaunaunahan sa Pilipinas.
MBC
Manila Broadcasting Company. DZRH, member kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas.
Doon karangal ang inihahandog sa inyo ng Manila Broadcasting Company, ang KBP Lifetime Achievement Awardee sa kanyang ika-64 na taon bilang broadcaster, si Tiadeli Magpayo.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Eto na naman po tayo. At tiyak, matutuwa kayo ngayong gabi, lalong-lalo na yung mga aficionado sa ahedres. Ang laro daw ng mga hari. Game of the Royals, no? Matutuwa kayo sapagkat nandito po ang ating Grandmaster, pinaka sa Asia, at internationally known din, si Eugene Torre. At meron din kami makakausap mamaya, masusurpresa kayo, sapagkat kaibigan-kaibigan ni Eugene Torre ito, and direct from Japan, ay tatawagan tayo. Kasama rin ho natin dito ang National Chess Federation of the Philippines Regional Coordinator, si Dr. Jenny T. Mayor. Eugene, ikaw muna ang bumate.
Good evening po sa inyong lahat and lalo-lalo na sa mga tagapakinig natin and of course the one and only natin kay Tiadeli.
Dr. Jenny?
Magandang gabi po sa lahat ng mga chess players dito po sa...
Green.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat ng mga chess players dito sa buong Pilipinas at maraming salamat po sa pagpapaunlak ni Tiadeli na kami po yung maging guest niya. At ito pong may kasama po kami, Mr. Boy Pobre.
Ang pobre na mayroong resort. Ginong Antero Boy Pobre, board chair ng...
PECAMA.
Philippine Chess Aficionados and Masters Association po.
Okay.
Maraming salamat, Tiadeli, sa pagbibigay niyo ng karangalan sa inyong...
Kayo magbibigay ng karangalan.
Sa pamamagitan po ng pagkakataong ibinigay niyo sa amin upang malaman ng buong sabayanan ang kaso ni Bobby Fischer, ang kaso ng mga maliliit at matataas din pong mga ahedres, na malalaro ng ahedres, at muli po ang pasasalamat namin sa DZRH at sa istasyon po at programa ni Tiadeli na kasing edad ko po na 64 na nanungkulan na po sa Himpapawid.
Radyo.
Sa radyo.
Maraming po salamat. 64 years na ako sa radyo. Sinabi ko naman sa inyo kanina, nandun tayo sa loob, 83 na ako.
Opo, yung edad ko po, 64,
uh-uh.
Yun po ang inyong panunungkulan sa radyo,
sa
Himpapawid,
uh-uh.
At sa iba pang komunikasyon.
Si Eugene, hindi pa pinanganganak, nasa radyo na ako. Ano? Si Dr. Jenny, ano?
Ay, 1959 po ako.
Ay, lalo
pero,
na.
Pero doon pa sa aming probinsya sa Romblon, bata pa ako, elementary pa lang ato, sikat na sikat na po pangalan.
Pero lahat kayo aficionado sa... ahedres.
Apo, apo.
Ngayon, ito hong ating pag-uusapan ngayong gabi. Sabi ni Eugene, ako tsaka na lang natin pag-usapan ako, sabi ni Eugene. Itong si Bobby Fischer, bagamat tayo hindi marurunong ng chess, no? Ito ho, noong 1972, ng kalamigan ng Cold War sa pagitan ng Soviet Union at ng Amerika. Alam nyo, noong panahong yon, ang nangunguna at na talaga nangingibabaw sa laro ng chess ay ang mga Ruso. Oo, nasa line 2 na. Itong si Bobby Fischer, siya ang tumalo kay
Boris
Spassky. Yan. Okay, lagay mo headset mo, Eugene.
Okay.
Line 2. Good evening, Mr. Fischer.
Yes, how are you? This is Tiadeli.
Yes.
Okay.
And here is Eugene.
Okay.
Hi, Bobby.
Can you speak up a little bit? It's not too loud.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. How are you, Bobby?
Okay.
And how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. To you, Deli.
You're fine?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I got some good news today.
Oh.
Yeah, the filthy Jew-controlled U.S. Says they're willing to come over here to the detention center where I'm locked up, and we can renounce my citizenship, U.S. citizenship.
I see. You have renounced your citizenship?
Well, I renounced it in a letter to the U.S. Embassy, but the U.S. Embassy says it's not the official way. They have to come personally to... You have to take the oath in front of them and do it their way, you know, the official way that they like. But up until now, they've been refusing to come out here to the lockup where I'm, you know, to do it. But now I just got a letter from them this afternoon, a few hours ago, actually. And they say they're willing to come out here now, and I can renounce my U.S. citizenship. So I think that's good news, because hopefully the dirty Jews who run the filthy United States, this will be their pound of flesh. You know, like in Shylock, the Merchant of Venice?
Yes.
They wanted to get paid with a pound of flesh, right?
Can I call you Bobby?
Bobby, yeah.
Bobby. You know, Bobby, in age, you are just my son.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you say that's good news for you, but to us, it's sad news. Because in 1972, you became a hero in the United States when you beat Boris Spassky.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's right.
And then 20 years after 1992, this is what you get.
That's right. Well, that's the United States. It's just bastards. It's controlled by Jews. Jews are ingrates. They were always ingrates.
You did?
Okay, Bobby, before we proceed, Boy Pobre, the chairman of Philippine Aficionados and Chess Masters, is beside me.
Yeah.
Boy.
Hi, Bobby. Good evening here in the Philippines, and I don't know what's time now.
In Japan?
And now it's 20 to 9 in the evening.
Also,
1 hour later.
Good evening also.
Yeah.
To the people of Japan listening, and also here
also
in the Philippines.
All my inmates on my cell block here.
Thank you for the opportunity you have accorded me. I think this is the third time that we will be talking to one another.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that finally that the United States has accepted you to denounce your citizenship.
Right.
And
renounce.
I hope...
Renounce and denounce.
Okay. And I hope you will choose the Philippines as one of your promised land to go if and when it's possible.
Yeah.
For your information, Bobby...
Could you talk a little louder?
For your information, Bobby, yesterday, 2 days ago, it was Tuesday here, we had a 30-day caravan bearing cars with placards, free pizza. And at the same time, we sent a letter addressed to the governments of the United States and Japan to their embassies here in Manila. First and foremost...
Was it a nasty letter?
Yeah. But the cream of the letter I would like to mention to you is that Bobby Pisser is the world...
Excuse me. I want to change phones. There's a better phone available here, more private, okay? I'll call you back in about 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Gusto ko nga palang sabihin, ito'y hatid sa inyo ng more cigarettes.
Thank you.
More.
Ang ibig mo sabihin, Eugene, tumatawag si Bobby Fischer from Japan na nakakulong siya?
Opo, doon po siya tumatawag sa detention center niya.
Buti pinayagan.
Buti naman po, pinapayagan siya doon sa detention center niya. Whereas before, mas restricted siya doon sa Narita Jailhouse.
when he was transferred there doon sa detention center niya ngayon, eh buti naman at pinapayagan siyang tumawag.
Paano ka bang naging close kay Bobby Fischer?
Kasi as early as actually 67 andito na siya, pero idol ko yun eh, kaya pinapanood ko lang siya noon, hindi ako nakakwalify na lumaban sa kanya. Pero nung 73 na introduce kami to one another nung kesa ni Marcos, ni Presidente Marcos. But in 76, he was again guest of President Marcos. Ako yung parang nagbantay sa kanya. So doon naging closer kami. But we became even more close nung 86, nung guest siya sa isang pamilya dito. And then we met again. But we became closest noong 1992, nung kinuha niya akong second, official second, doon sa World Championship niya na revenge match nila ni Boris Paskin noong 1992, doon sa Yugoslavia na doon na nagsimula yung kanyang problema sa gobyerno ng USA.
Dahilan, sanction ng UN ang Yugoslavia.
Correct, at naglaro siya. Pero kasi ang malungkot doon, lahat naman nagkaroon ng warning o hindi naman tinreten na huhulihin o in violation of UN sanction. Si Bobby lang.
Ang nakapagtataka dyan, Eugene, mabuti, ngayon may Olimpiada, no? Hindi ba dapat ang sports ay apolitical?
Ayun na nga sinasabi ni Chairman Boy Pobre na ang sports apolitical at dapat hindi isali yung sports sa politics para... Because sports is para it's one way na nagkakaroon ng camaraderie and understanding one another yung different people all over the world. So well, yun na dapat.
Eh yun nga eh nung 1972 nawala naman daw ayon sa kwento niyo rin, nawala naman support ang US government sa paglaban ni Bobby Fischer. Nanalo siya, tinalo niya ang Ruso.
Correct.
Naging hero siya sa Amerika.
Correct.
E pagkatapos, hello, buddy?
Back.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here's Eugene.
Bobby? Hello, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I think it was Boy Pobre who was speaking when you transferred, okay?
Yeah.
Here is Boy Pobre.
Okay.
As I told you, Bobby, 2 days ago, Tuesday here in the Philippines, and I think Tuesday also in Japan, we had a 30-car caravan bearing all with placards bearing the name, your name, Free Bobby Fischer.
Good.
We prepared a letter and submitted these letters to the governments of the United States and Japan, but unfortunately... Repeat, unfortunately, the embassies here of both governments refused to accept this letter. And in fact, while we were reaching the U.S. embassy, we were harassed by the guards and some of the military men then. Maybe because of this, they thought we were one of those terrorist people going to attack the embassy. But nevertheless... through the program of CEDELI, DCRH, more or less, this is the content of the letter we have sent. Allow me to read for the information of the listening public in Japan or throughout the world, if necessary, including the Philippines. Please release Fischer from his 32nd day of detention today and allow him to seek asylum in a country of his preference like Philippines. His continued detention and possible repatriation to the United States would be very much violative of his basic human rights, as he has not committed any crime. He was just asserting these inherent rights when he played a match against Boris Spassky in 1992 in then U.S. sanctioned Yugoslavia. Bobby Fischer is the world's greatest chess player of all time. He is an international treasure that no nation can own him alone, much more to use him as a pawn in an international political arena as sports is apolitical. Millions of chess players, enthusiasts, and aficionados throughout the world, including but not the least, the International Commission on Human Rights, would highly and greatly appreciate, surely, the favorable considerations of the both governments involved. So we are also punishing or urging our own government, our own Congress, to pass a resolution to this effect, and hoping if you want to come to the Philippines as one of your adopted countries, you are most welcome here, because it will be an honor to the Filipinos, to the chess players in the entire world, to have you as maybe one of its future citizens.
Yeah, thank you, Boy Poveri. You know, just to give you an idea of how filthy the U.S. is, this is absolutely true. I'm not making it up either. When I was over back in Hungary, this was like in the late 90s or so, right?
Yeah.
There was an article in the paper. The U.S. government made an announcement. They said, this was announced, all American citizens in Hungary and Budapest, you cannot go to a certain hotel in Budapest to eat or to spend any money in that hotel, because this hotel is owned by the Libyan government. If you go there, we're going to find out about it, and we're going to prosecute you in the United States. We're going to put you in prison. Can you imagine telling Americans in Budapest they cannot eat in a certain restaurant in Budapest? This is the kind of control those fucking Jew dogs in the fucking West, this is the kind of control they want over people all over the world. They're criminals.
Okay, Bobby, Chedeli is a little...
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, Bobby.
Yes,
there's a text message here from General Santos City. Yes. That's somewhere in Mindanao. They're asking, what is it that you have done that you are in your situation now?
Whatever. I have beaten, I have beaten the Jews in chess, and I have beaten them very, very badly. And the Jews can't take it. They want to be considered the best in chess. They want to be considered the smartest people in the world. You see? And they can't take the way I've beaten them in chess.
The one who is asking you is somebody from General Santos City, somewhere in Mindanao, and his name is Mike Delphine.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Bobby, the one who connected us or who made this interview possible also with Chedeli is... Dr. Jenny Mayor. I'd like to introduce Doc Mayor.
Good evening, Bobby.
Hi, Doc Mayor. How are you?
We're very fine here. And we're very sad that you have been arrested in Japan.
Yeah. You're illegally arrested.
Yeah, illegally arrested. And you should have been a international treasure, according to Mr. Pobre and according to all of us. Yeah. Because if not for your genius, we will not be like here in the Philippines, like Eugene Toring. We will not be able to become a chess loving country, because it is you that we idolized.
Thank you,
Bobby.
Yeah.
They've been telling me before the program that you are really a great grandmaster, because you are the only one who defeated your opponents,
all grandmasters
in 20 straight games.
Yeah, super grandmaster.
Super grandmaster.
So you are a super grandmaster, they say. What can you say about that?
Well, I don't really like to dwell on the past. I'm interested in Fischer Random now.
Yes.
Got a lot of good ideas to play Fischer Random chess. I'm working on a new clock. I'm trying to make chess a more exciting game today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in sitting in my rocking chair thinking about what I did 10, 20, 30 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what's this? How's your chess clock?
Well, it was moving along quite well. I thought it was finally getting near completion when I got this illegal arrest and this illegal brutalization by the Japanese police there.
someone...
I think that may be one of the contributing reasons to all of this. See, whenever I'm about to complete some kind of project,